Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Minister Harold Copeland, and we are here today continuing in our series, One with Jesus. One with Jesus. And I pray by now that you've given this some deep, deep, considerable thought about this lesson, but not only the lesson, the title, and what it means to you in your heart, in your life, as you live your life, one with Jesus. You might want to say that a couple of times over and over to where it would just sink in deep down in your heart, to where it becomes a melody in your heart, one with Jesus. It means a lot to Brother Harold and I as we continue to walk scriptures, just allowing it to reveal to us how, as believers in Christ Jesus, as his children, that we are one with him. Not twos and threes and tens and ten thousands, one with Jesus. And Minister Copeland has done a wonderful job in explaining this concept, this principle, this way of a new born-again believer. It is a way, a new way, to be one with Jesus. So I just want that to sink in to your mind, to where it becomes a aha moment in your heart, to where you would be ready, willing, and able to come to the table with paper and some sort of writing instrument, that you would take notes today. And we encourage you to go back on the website and listen to the previous broadcast series and just bring yourself current to today, so that this series won't be a empty moment in your mind or a wonder to your mind on how can that be one with Jesus. So we are excited today, and I pray and hope that you are too, and we are going to continue in our lesson. And so I'm going to have Minister Copeland to just get right started into the lesson and get your Bibles or your device so that we can continue to move forward as brothers and sisters in Christ, just eagerly waiting to see what the Holy Spirit reveals to us today. So, Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We always release the peace of God upon your lives. God bless you. And we always release blessings, 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 blessings into your life, because our God is a good God. He's a good, good father, and he always want to give good gifts unto his children. So I say again, blessings, 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 blessings from God the Most High. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it is always an honor, a privilege, a great delight. We look forward to week after week after week after week to come together to be in studio with you and to be on the broadcast with you that's listening by radio. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. Always let you know it is a great honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge given by the Spirit of the living God will take you to God's divine purpose and plan that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. And as was said earlier in the introduction, we are still on our series entitled One with Jesus. One with Jesus. You know, it may sound hypocritical to some ears, and that's why we release revelation of the Holy Spirit by way of the Word of God. So it's not what a man thinks or what a man feels or not even what a man believes in and of himself, but it's the truth of the Word of God. It's the way God sees us. Jesus wouldn't have it no way. And the Holy Spirit delight to empower us to take our rightful position within the body of Christ. This truth, as Minister Smith was saying earlier, as it get in you, deep in you, this is not a head knowledge. This is a heart knowledge, word, meant only for the heart. And that word get in the heart. Then we will not sin against our God. The way we sin is by doubting this word, not believing this word. But once this word gets into the heart, now there's room for Holy Ghost, who is the teacher. And he can bring forth the revelation knowledge of the Spirit. And really what revelation knowledge of the Spirit is, the way God sees it through his eyes and the way God has provided these spiritual realities and spiritual truth, we are operating and moving in the realm of God, no longer in the natural. But God takes us beyond the natural, no longer in the seen. And God takes us beyond the seen into the realm of the unseen. And it takes faith to believe as God revealed these truths and realities through his word. Because we can't five sense it. Feel, I put those two together. Taste, hear, see, or smell these realities of these supernatural truths. It's by faith. And if you have nothing else to base your faith on, just say, I believe it because God said it. And he's God. He cannot lie. And he has revealed it through the truth of his word. And even though I can't see it, I believe it's a done deal in the realm of the Spirit. when I rise up in faith and just believe it, even though I can't see it, my faith makes it manifest as a reality into my heart and my mind and my soul. And then by the power of the Spirit of God, I can begin to walk this thing out in the earth realm that others may see that these realities and truth are real. Life-changing, revolutionizing your life. No longer a carnal Christian. No longer a Christian that moved by the five senses. And Paul called that lasciviousness. But a spirit, as Paul says, led by the Spirit of God. And the words say, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And this reality, knowing that we are one with Jesus, the first son, now we've been adopted into the family by his precious shed blood, and now we are many sons and daughters in the kingdom of our God. Oh, yes. We're going to dive on in the teaching because I'm so excited. Glory to God. I'm excited for myself. The more I read it and the more God allow me to teach it, the spiritual growth come forth out of me, even in a greater way. And the excitement that I have knowing that through the power of the Spirit that you all are catching this in your heart. You're catching it in the heart. The supernatural seed of the word is getting into your heart. And there's a germination coming forth. And through that germination, first the blade, the ear corn, then the full ear corn. In other words, fruitfulness began to happen as that word come alive. And by the power of the Spirit, you begin to walk this truth out in the earth realm. I'm so excited. So we're going to dive right on into the teaching. And, you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. Our lump pad scripture first come out of the book of 1 John 4:17, and then we will read 1 Corinthians 6:17. Let us get started and let us plant the seed of our foundational scripture into the hearts and the minds of God's people.
Amen. 1 John 4:17. Among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 Corinthians 6:7, and it reads this way: but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. Now, as Minister Smith said earlier in the introduction, she encouraged you to go back to the previous series. And I am in agreement with her, because there are certain scriptures and certain spiritual realities and truth that is much needed that you can come one with this truth and this truth become one with you. And if you hide it in your heart, you will be revolutionized and you will experience a life-changing experience, and God will bring you up a little higher and you will be in position to receive what Holy Spirit is getting ready to take us to. Once we solidify this truth and make room for the truth to come alive on the inside of us, then we will proceed by the word of God into the blessings that come along with it. Yes. Many blessings, many benefits comes along with us knowing and our knower coming with that. Many blessings are available. So as we establish this foundation that we are one with Jesus, I mean, identical. And as Minister Smith said, not twins, not two, three, four, five, 10, 15, 20, identical, a complete union. And you're going to have to go back to the previous teachings to establish that in your heart. Now, if we move forward, see, many believers don't embrace these radical truths. I know they sound radical, but they are founded on the Word of God. And the reason many believers cannot embrace them, because they can't physically prove, they can't prove them physically. But walking with God is a spiritual walk. Walking with God is a spiritual journey. Before one begins to walk with God, one has to be born again. One has to experience two births. One that one didn't have a choice of, that birth naturally that came out of mother's womb. But the second birth is when the eyes of one understanding come open and they know that they need Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, which we're going to talk about later on in the broadcast, because we're a salvation ministry. The Holy Spirit always shows up to present salvation to the people through the ministry. But that salvation is a spiritual birth, a supernatural birth, and it cannot be felt or sensed naturally or physically. And that's why the Christians that still operate naturally cannot embrace these truths. They are trapped by natural perception. They are just too accustomed to being dominated. You know the five senses? Touch, feel. One, taste, hear, see, smell. They're dominated. And they can't believe that they really do have this kind of spiritual union with the Lord. Oh, yes. This is a spiritual union from the innermost part of the being. Even though it's the truth of God's word, they simply cannot bring themselves to perceive spiritual reality. Somebody say spiritual reality. And the reason that happened is it's just too contrary to their physical sense. We're going to have to leave out of these physical senses. Christians that operate in the physical senses are carnal Christians. And if we stay carnal long enough, I'll say that word again, Paul called it lasciviousness, dominated by our feelings, dominated by our emotions, living in the soulless realm instead of being led of the Spirit, instead of walking in the Spirit. We're going somewhere. Look at somebody and say, we're going somewhere. Amen. But you can believe, and I sense in the studio that faith is arising. And even across the broadcast, faith is arising. There's somebody that's saying, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. And after that comes forth, then one begins to say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. And then that joy and that peace come along with it, and you say, I'm going to share it with others. I'm going to share it. I just can't keep it to myself. I want every believer to receive and understand and believe these truths. I want all believers to be able to walk this thing out. But truly, truly, more than I want it to happen or you want it to happen, guess what? God even wanted it to happen greater, because it takes us to our divine destiny and plan. We will not know the plan that God has for our lives, as spoke in Jeremiah, unless we can embrace this reality. I'm one with Jesus. This can transform us. Let's go to Romans. I like transform. This is a very important scripture. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Familiar scripture. But hear it again, not with your head. Hear it in your heart. And once you begin to hear it in your heart, you can't hear it too much. Because every time you hear it, a greater revelation is coming out of it. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen. Paul is beseeching. And we translate that in the Greek. He's begging. He's begging because what he's asking us to do is critical to our walk with the Lord. Critical to our understanding of spiritual realities and spiritual truth. It's critical for us to live this divine life. Yes, people of God, this is a divine life. This is a life that is designed individually and collectively, but it is produced from the heart of God himself. And this was take us and we'll be able to receive God's perfect plan for us individually and collectively. So Paul said, I'm begging you. I'm beseeching you. I'm urging you. I'm highly encouraging you to present yourself to God. As a great preacher says all the time, every day, put God first. And that's what presenting yourself to God. Make God the most important one in your life. Amen. Make him more important than your spouse. Then you'll learn how to love your spouse. Make him more important than your children. Then you'll learn how to love your children. And they won't get on your left and right nerve. Make him more important than your job. And then you'll stop talking about your boss. Make him more important than your neighbors. And then you will not shun them, but you will look forward to speaking with them to be able to lead them to Christ. Make God more important than the air you breathe. Then he will become the air you breathe. And you will see how close he is to you. And you know that those footprints that you see in the sand, that's not you. You didn't get out of that trouble. I didn't get out of that trouble. I didn't find my way. No, God led us through the power of his word and the power of his spirit. And this will transform us. See, that's the transforming power of God. It's here, and it's upon the word. When the word get in the heart, there has to be a transformation. And it begin to renew our mind, get our minds out of the physical realm, and allow us to embrace the spirit mind that God has already given us in the spirit. We have the mind of Christ. I know somebody is believing this, so on the count of three, I want you to make it personal and say, I have the mind of Christ. One, two, three, I have the mind of Christ. Amen. Now, since we're family, yes, we're family. We are not adopted into the kingdom of God. Let's say it collectively. On the count of three, we're going to say, we have the mind of Christ. Okay. One, two, three. We have the mind of Christ. That's right. We do. And that's when we embrace the word. See, and when we can speak that, we're being transformed. Amen. We've been transformed, as Minister Smith read in Romans 12:1-2, and Paul begging us. He begging us. This has got to happen. And transform comes from the word metamorpho. And it's like the cocoon, you know, the cocoon, ugly little thing. But through the process, that cocoon come out as a beautiful butterfly. Amen. God is bringing beauty out of your spirit. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. And you know what that beauty is? The life of Christ. Yes, coming out of you through the word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, coming into your heart, into your mind. And see, the mind is the doorway of the soul. So when that life hits your mind, it's the door open, and then it floods your soul. And every enemy of your soul, you know, the one you couldn't tell nobody about it, you pretend like we had it going on. Yes, 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 yes. That's they get transformed in the soul. And that old thinking, you know, that old thinking that we had. And glory to God. We begin to line up and come one with the word of God. And you know who that one is, that word is. His name is Jesus. We come one with him. If there's atoms and molecules in the spirit realm, we're atom for atom, molecule for molecule. We are just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God. Amen. And see, it's not by a man's power. It's not by a man's might, but it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yes. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Amen. Once this word come alive, he began to work in you, began to work in me, began to work in all of us. Amen. And he began to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask. Yes. It's higher. It's higher than what we can ask. I think than what we can think. In other words, what God has for us is bigger than us. Individually and collectively. And if we try to do it in our own strength, we're going to always fall way short of that he has divine for us. So we have to embrace the word. And then we will begin to see the perfection that God has already placed in us, but it's in our spirit. And that perfection will begin to flow. Somebody say flow. Out of our spirit, man. You know, we're three-part being. We are spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. When God saved us, he only saved one part, that spirit, man. And that's where the perfection is. And that's where the one with Jesus take place. But when our carnal mind line up and come in agreement with what is already done in the spirit by the word of God through the Holy Ghost, that perfection, that oneness begin to flow into our soul, the mind first, then it floods the soul, and the soul lines up with it. I am one with Jesus. I'm not that drug addict the devil been telling me in my mind. I'm not that alcoholic the devil trying to convince me. I'm not that sexual immoral person. I'm not living in poverty. I'm not the lowliness of this earth. I am one with Jesus. I am just like Jesus. And in order for us to embrace that, now we got to read the gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and see what Jesus is all about. Because whatever Jesus is, that's who we are. We need to take a praise break. My spirit, man, is on fire. And I'm just excited. It's kind of like the disciples walking on Emmaus Road, and they encountered Jesus, and they didn't know he was Jesus. And glory to God, they walked with him for 2.5 hours, and they got into the town, and Jesus performed the communion. And when he was doing the communion, glory to God, their eyes came open and they said, oh, this is Jesus. And then they said, when he spoke, then it burned in our hearts. And it goes back to what Jeremiah said. He was preaching to the people, and the people didn't want to hear him preach. They wanted him to be quiet. And Jeremiah got discouraged. And Jeremiah said, I ain't preaching to them no more. And he tried to shut it up. But Jeremiah said, I couldn't shut it up. Why? It was like fire shut up in my bones. And I had to release it. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're doing. We're releasing the oneness. We're releasing it into studio. This true spiritual reality. Releasing it across the radio waves. Amen. Glory to God. And we're embracing this word. And the perfection is flowing. It's flowing out of our spirits. It's flowing into our souls. It's flowing into our body. It is this reality, this truth. And it's changing you. It's changing me. It's transforming you, transforming me. But the great thing about it, we'll have a testimony in others. Will be changed, and others, amen, will be transformed. One with Jesus, and this virtue is flowing out of us, and virtue will continue to flow out of us, and it will begin to heal us, and then it will begin to heal people also. And let's look at John chapter 7, verse 38. John 7, verse 38.
John 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Amen.
That's that flow. And he who believes in me, that's Jesus talking. He's talking to whosoever will believe these spiritual realities and spiritual truth. And believe what? I'm glad you asked that. As Jesus is, so are you, so are me, right now, in this world. Once we believe that divine flow, that perfection, that kingdom life, the life that God will for us to have, we begin to flow out of our bellies, our hearts. One translation say flow from within. Amen. I have to say the deep crevices, the inner being. And see, the inner being has a name. And it's spirit being, or we can say spirit man. There's a flow out of the spirit man, amen, in our inner being and in our hearts, in our bellies. And that spirit man has a name. His name is Jesus. He's in us. Oh, yes. But he just don't want to be in the spirit. He want to get into the other parts, into the soul. That's the flow. Into the body. That's the flow. And even into the atmosphere, that as we pray for others, that power will be released. As we begin to praise him in our homes and in our churches, the atmosphere changed because the presence of Jesus began to take over the atmosphere. We atmosphere changes. Somebody say, I'm an atmosphere changer. Hallelujah. Amen. It will say, when I show up, Jesus show up. Amen. Why? Because as Jesus is, so am I right now in this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the highest praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be exalted. Amen. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Just let that word just get in there. As Minister Will say, let it get in. Get on the inside. Hallelujah. And release it to change you from the inside. But then that overflow will change you on the outside into that truth and that reality. Begin to change the lives of other people. Now, my mentor, I'm going to quote my mentor. I wish this was my quote, but it's not. But his quote led me to step into these truths and gave me a hunger for these truths. Amen. A thirstiness after this righteousness, an eagerness to find who I really was and not be, by what a man may say or what people, my mama, my daddy, my brothers, my sisters, or, and nobody but who God has made me to be. So his testimony just encouraged me to keep taking a step, keep taking a step, keep taking a step into these truths and allowing these truths to get deep down in me and come alive. And this is his testimony. Since understanding these things, I've seen almost every kind of physical healing manifest. People raised from the dead, cancer healed, blind eyes and deaf ears open. I also seen emotional healing as people were set free from depression, discouragement. What I'm sharing with you works. It changed my life and the lives of thousands of others I minister to. This is my mentor. I haven't tapped into all of it yet, but I've seen enough to testify. Like you all, I'm still in the process of renewing my mind. But every believer has the potential of experiencing what I have experienced. And much more. These truths will change you from the inside out. And see, when we look at John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus even confirmed what my mentor encouraged me with. So let's go to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12.
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Amen.
Amen. Most surely. Glory to God. I mean, how convincing. Most surely, I say. You know, the most surely is, you know, how sure can you get? Most surely, then I. And who is the I? Amen. The sincerity of that depends on who's saying it. And that Jesus is like no doubt whatsoever. And we know Jesus is the truth. And everything he say is true. That's why he can say most surely. He can't lie. Let me tell you something. If Jesus told a lie, it'd have to come to pass. It will have to be true. It will be made true. Why? Because he said it. He is truth. And if it came out of him, glory, it's truth. It's truth. And it will be something to enhance the kingdom of God. It's far above what we think and far above what we feel or our emotion. You know, it took me some years to come out of my old thinking. my own thoughts, listening to my thoughts and not standing on the word of God, listening to my emotions, how I feel. I feel sick. I feel depressed. I don't feel like doing nothing. I feel like I'm hurting. Wait a minute. What took place at the atonement? Let me look in the word and see what God says about this circumstance of this situation. And no matter how I feel, I don't live by my feelings. That's lasciviousness. I live by the word of God. I stand on the word of God. I believe the word of God. I have faith in the word of God. But you know what? You can only say that, and it'll only work if you're born again. And I know this oneness, this excitement of being one with Jesus. Amen. Everybody desires it. But the first step and the most important step is being saved, born again, receiving the new birth, the spirit life, being filled with God's spirit on the inside. And the only way we can do that, to be one with Jesus, we have to receive him through a confession and a believing. And those that have not done that yet, this is the greatest day of your life. God led you to listen to Mission from the Heart, because Holy Spirit always come forth, amen, with the spirit of salvation and the anointing of salvation that he released in Minister Smith. And he allows her through his power to take her to the cross and to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Whosoever will, as the words come forth out of Minister Smith, as you repeat them and believe them, God will transform you and give you the greatest gift you ever received in your life, a new beginning with him, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So the Spirit of the Lord is here. And when he comes, I know what to do. I draw. Then I begin to pray. And I turn the microphone over to my minister in the Lord. And through the power of the Spirit, she takes us to the cross. Minister Smith, come take us to the cross.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Brother Copeland. This is our hour of time during the broadcast, just as Minister Copeland says, where we take the time each broadcast to stop, drop, and pray. Stop, drop, and pray. Very critical moment in our teaching broadcast, salvation broadcast, that we take the time to stop, drop to our knees, and pray that those who may not know Jesus Christ for themselves intimately and personally, that they were timid or afraid or just did not know how to come to God, as humble as they know how. This is the hour of time that we take serious with Mission from the Heart Radio. We take this time seriously, that you would want to get serious in your soul, that your spirit man would be one with Christ. This is the time, my brother and sister, that we genuinely get right with God. So before we go to the prayer of salvation, Minister Copeland had me read Romans 12, verses 1 through 2, but I wanted to pick up in Romans 10 and verse 9. And listen to what it says as you prepare your heart, your mind, position your body
to receive salvation from a God who loved you before he placed you in the womb of your mother. He loved you. And he loves you still today. But listen to what the scriptures say to us in verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Hallelujah. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord, again, shall be saved. Hallelujah. Now that's just confirmation in scripture, letting you know, my brother, my sister, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That simple. But now, I encourage you, do not come to the feet of Jesus half-hearted, faking and shaking, or fake it till you make it, or coming with a mindset of worldliness. Prostrate yourself, meaning lay on your belly if you can. Bow your knee if you're in a position, in an area where you can position yourself in bowed knee. Bow your head. And if you can't do any of the three of those, then just bow your heart. And you'll catch that as you draw in to Jesus Christ, bowing your heart to him. That comes with one with Jesus. That's how that comes in to the intimate relationship that you so desire for him, is when we can bow in reverential prayer to him. That's what we're getting ready to do. And confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord over your life. So as you come ready, willing and able, we will stop, drop, and pray, and allow your confession from your mouth be a sweet aroma to the nostrils of God, a sweet aroma to the nostrils of God. And one day that will make sense to you. So let's pray. Now, my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast, as we always say, please partner with us and just one with another and lift up that individual that the Lord has placed on your heart to pray for and intercede for as you pray and intercede for those who are accepting Jesus Christ today. This is a time to get serious. Remember, we are at the feet of Jesus, and come to him as humble as you know how. So my brothers and sisters, as we pray, ready yourself as warriors in prayer and as gentle as you know how at the feet of Jesus. So let's pray. Father God, here I am. I come to you as humble as I know how on this day, Lord, that you have set aside for me lovingly to come to you. I've been running for a long time, Lord, running the opposite direction from you. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of running after Satan. I'm tired of lying, Lord. I'm tired of doing those things that are not right with you. I'm tired, Lord. And so I come as best as I know how, your feet, saying, here I am. Here I am, Lord, with outstretched arms, with humbleness in heart, trusting and believing that Jesus is my Savior. Because of what he did on the cross for me, I did not deserve it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I surrender all that I have to you. The best way I know how, tears in my eyes, I need you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to come to know him. And we are excited for you to now be in the household of faith, as they say, the ark of salvation. What a joy, what a joy, what a joy this is for you, my brother, my sister, to have accepted Christ and Christ alone as your Savior. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church in your community. This is important, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, you are a testament to letting the world know that you are a Christ follower. Hallelujah. Seek out a small group or a Sunday school class within that church. It's so important that you continue to be discipled as you continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, so that you can grow and go in grace, that the testament of your life will be your mission, that it would draw others into the ark of salvation. Do not be timid about your newness of life, but continue to seek out the Word of God, that growth will continue in you. Others will know, they will know that you have been changed. So we just want you to always know that Mission from the Heart loves you. God loves you even more because of what you've done. You have said yes to Jesus, and that in itself is worth more than more is. So yay, God, for what you have done. And I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Copeland, that he will congratulate you as well. Minister Copeland.
Amen. Congratulations is in order, because this is the hour, moment, minute where purpose has joined himself up with you, has come and live on the inside in the form of a seed. And notice, a seed has much fruit in it, but the seed has to be cultivated in the ground before it can become fruitful, before the fruit can manifest, before even the one who heart the seed they planted in can begin to see take root and grow. But even others can begin to see the fruit come forth. And even though it's a very important step that was taken today, receiving the seed into your heart, into the ground, which is your heart, very important step. But it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning of a lifelong, lifetime journey. And notice how the salvation scripture in Romans, confess with your mouth, believe. That's planting the seed in your heart. Jesus Christ, that's the name of the seed. And God raising him from the dead, that's life. That's the abundant life that he come to give us. And you shall be saved. So salvation came the minute you made the profession, the confession. But now there's a process of cultivating the salvation out of you into your soul and your body. And that's why we highly recommend. And as Paul, we beseech, we beg you, to find a Bible-believing church. A small group, a Bible study, that's the tools of cultivating, helping you cultivate. Amen. Because we do not know how to cultivate ourselves, but as we come in experience relationship with the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God, Holy Spirit in the Word, and through others, the Keep Word Fellowship will help us on the journey to cultivating the fellowship out of us into our spirit, into our mind and our souls, which is called the transformation, being ye transformed. Transform. We have to be transformed within our souls and our body into this great life that is already in our spirit. So Bible study, small group, that's accountability. Because sometimes we don't feel like doing what we know we're supposed to do, and we may end up doing the wrong thing or going the wrong way, or even old sins may try to sprout up. But with accountability, we can confess that sin, and we can confess what we messed up to a brother or sister, and our confession to that person give them the power to pray for us, and that prayer destroy the works of the enemy and bring us back into that righteous standard, which we didn't lose in the presence of God, but our mind may make us think, you don't messed up. Oh, you might as well just go on back because God's going to reject you. That's a lie. And that's why we urge you to stay around the truth, which is of God's word. It's only the truth that makes us free. And yes, continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio. Amen, because God always releases a word and always release an opportunity for those who haven't received that they can receive our Jesus. Amen. And they too can be transformed from the inside out. And notice, it's our Jesus. And it's all about Jesus. I thank God he used our host, Minister Smith, but it's Jesus doing the work in us. He may use me. He may use you. But it's not us. The power of the Spirit of God that is working in us and through us with no help from us. And all we do is make ourselves available to him, and we trust him. And that's the key word for today, because I've been hearing that word all day. Trust the Lord. Trust him, because he has nothing but the best for us. And no matter what it looks like, or no matter what the situation or circumstance look like, how big the mountain is, how low the, just trust God. Take your hands off the wheel and say, God, I'm going to believe. And today we're going to believe God. We thank him for the great work that he's done. We thank him for the great word that he has released. We thank him for this great ministry, the greatness and mission from the heart. Amen. And it is him. It is all about him. And we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We're going to continue this series next week, and we are looking forward for you to come back into the studio and you to join with us by radio. And I'll release the blessings of God upon you and turn it back over to Minister Smith. May the grace of God go before us on this day. May the peace of God rest in the body in our hearts and our minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of each and one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. I love you. I thank God for you. And Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Harold. Always know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always know that the grass wither, the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God, oh, you can bank that it will remain forever and ever. And as long as you are on this earth, always know that the word in you, you proclaim it, it will remain. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will meet again on Mission from the Heart.
Is that true?